time now for the Tax and You radio show with UK Aga. Tax and You is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Welcome to the Tax and You radio show on your number one radio station. This program is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. It is aimed at bringing tax matters closer to the people. The Tax and You radio show educates you on your responsibilities as a taxpayer. And I'm glad to be here, your host, UK Oga. Today's conversation will be a follow-up on what we discussed last week on the obligations of individuals under the Personal Income Tax Act, PITA, popularly known as PITA. Obligations of individuals under PITA. Our guest from last time is here as well, and it's my pleasure to reintroduce to you and to introduce to our first-time listeners the managing partner, Bethel Basi Ibor and Co. Tax Practitioners, Dr. Basi Ibor, ACTI. Welcome to the Tax and You radio show, Dr. Basi Ibor. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Let's get on with it. Last time you were here, it was quite an eye-opener because you took us through what personal income tax was and how the law, PITA, the Personal Income Tax Act, enables all taxpayers to pay their taxes. But can we do a recap of how that act is administered in Nigeria?
Thank you very much. The Personal Income Tax Act, I said the last time, is the law, the legal framework within which this levy that we call tax is assessed or levied, collected, custodied, and remitted. You know, so it is that framework that enables the revenue authorities to do their work, and they cannot do it outside that framework. So the act is the legal instrument that enables or guides the collection and administration of taxes.
So every stakeholder should be informed of the provisions of this Personal Income Tax Act. You had said last time that employers also have a role to play within the Personal Income Tax Act.
Yes.
What exactly is that role?
Because it is a law, everybody has to work to comply. Because if you don't, you would be on the wrong side and you will find yourself in a very uncomfortable situation. So one, as an employer, your responsibility is to identify the taxable employees and collect the appropriate tax, assess and collect the appropriate tax from them and remit to the revenue authority. And then we also had mentioned that you also have the responsibility, the obligation to submit a return every January on all your employees, all the people that work with you in the preceding year. You know, the details of what they earned, the total emoluments, and then to indicate also in that form, in that return, the tax that you deducted from them. And this must be done within the first 1 month of the new year. So before 31st of January, you should have sent in that return to the Revenue Service.
Okay. And of course, you had mentioned that there are consequences for failing to do any of this.
Yes, there are consequences for not doing those things that you're expected to do. Mm. If you render incorrect returns, there's a consequence. You know, you are liable to a fine.
If you don't deduct, there are consequences.
If you deduct and you don't remit, there are consequences. If you don't render that return that I said, that annual return by the first month of the new year, there are consequences.
So employers, take notes. Now, what about those who are not in direct employment, those who are self-employed?
Yes, the self-employed persons, you know, the difference between them and the employee in an organized
organization
is that the employer takes the responsibility to work on your tax and relate with the revenue authorities. But for the self-employed, it is his own responsibility. He has to do it.
Because you know, of course,
you are self-employed, so you are your own employer. You are also your employee. So you don't take that responsibility. That is the difference. You know, in the other one, the employee relaxes and expects that management would have done the needful. Mm. Maybe only when he needs a task clearance, then he will come and say, accountant or manager, I need, can I have my task clearance? You know, all along he believes that the employer would have done the needful with the revenue authority.
This tax clearance that you've mentioned brings us to something. Now, a lot of tax agencies, including the one in Cross River State, they've come into the digital age where people have their own unique tax identification, right? You have a number by which you identify it as a taxpayer.
Yes.
Now, if you have a system where you are an employee and then you also are, you have a supporting income which under which you are self-employed, will you operate both under the same tax number, the same tax identification number?
Yes, the tax identification number is for the individual. It's not for the sources of income.
Mm.
So it is for the individual. And that is a requirement for you to even file the tax return, because you must file it under that thing, that tax identification number. So the tax identification number, and this needs to be very clear, is for the individual. So if you have 10 sources of income, 20 sources of income, they all have to be pulled together and reported under that number.
Mm.
And the tax clearance that is going to come will also come with that number, so that includes everything that you have earned as an individual.
So it captures everything.
Yes, the revenue cannot issue tax clearance for every source of revenue.
Okay. It makes everything actually streamlined and
yes,
a lot easier to follow. Thank you for that clarification, Dr. Basi Ibo. At this point, I'd like to ask, are there procedures for exemption from income tax under PITA by any category of persons? Or is it mandatory that everyone must be taxed under PITA? Are there provisions for exemption?
Yes. Let me say that everyone is liable or is subject to be assessed for tax.
Okay.
Now, payment for tax is where the exemption is.
Hmm.
And there are a number of them. The first one is that if you are earning below the minimum wage,
okay,
you are not supposed to pay tax. In other words, that income that you earn up to and including 30,000 naira, you know, is free from income tax. So the relevant authority will still do assess you, but we'll find out that, oh, this employee falls within the minimum wage threshold, and therefore tax payable nil.
Mm.
So assessment,
everybody.
Payment, some categories of people are exempted.
Okay.
So, and that's the first one. The second one is that we used to have a portion of employees' salaries that are exempted, personal allowance, family, dependent relatives, all those kind of things. But all of that, under current legislation like we are discussing now, have been pulled together to give you what we call personal consolidated relief allowance. You know, pulling everything together and just giving you allowance, you know. So that is deducted from the assessment that has been done, and then the balance is now assessed for tax.
Okay.
Also, for there's also exemption for pensions and gratuities.
So let's go into this. How do you mean?
If you are not, gratuities are meant to be tax exempt.
Okay, so at the point as a public servant, at the point of
when you
retiring,
receive,
and you collect your gratuity, that is not taxed.
They're supposed to be. It's supposed. The law says they should be taxed. Exempt.
Supposed to be, Dr. Ibo, I'm trying to be.
The law says that it's tax exempt, so you are not supposed to pay tax on the gratuity.
Okay, that's the ideal. Is that what happens in reality?
You are not to pay tax. If the law says so, that is what it is.
Okay. What about pensions?
Yes, for pensions, the law also says that you pensions are free of tax.
now that you've mentioned pensions and gratuities, it takes also a particular age demographic. That's talking about 70 years and above. Am I correct?
Yes.
Now, what about earnings, personal earnings that are not pension, they are not gratuity, but they are earnings by citizens that are 70 years and above?
They are subject to tax.
How, this is interesting. The personal
income what is exempted is that pension. No, you know, pension is like a reward for helping us as a country for 30-something years or 40-something years. So you are going, the government thinks that you should not be burdened again to say pay tax on it. Now, if you now deploy that pension
money into business,
yes, you're running a business center, you're running a radio station, you're running a anything,
a recharge
restaurant,
card,
recharge
card, of,
yes,
your house.
All those trades and businesses are now subject to income, personal income tax. And you cannot hide under the fact that I'm a pensioner.
I'm a pensioner, yes.
But you're running a flourishing hotel business. You're running a flourishing radio station like this one. Or you're running a flourishing grocery stores. You know, all those things. And then you're saying that, no, you know, I'm a pensioner.
I'm getting into this like a Russian doll scenario. I'm opening levels upon levels within this onion. If the business that you're running is a subsistence business that does not generate up to minimum wage, isn't the minimum wage, doesn't get up to 30,000 naira returns on this your business monthly, will it still be taxable?
No, subject yourself to assessment.
Okay.
Yes, the assessment will now reveal whether the income and the gross income falls within this threshold. And if it does, I mean, the revenue cannot surchange you. So they will let you know that, okay, from the assessment we have done, you fall within the threshold that it should be tax-free. So go ahead.
This is the Tax and You Radio Show on your number one radio station. We've been having a very interesting conversation on the obligations of individuals under the Personal Income Tax Act, PITA. Our guest is Dr. Bassey Ibo, ACTI, the managing partner, Bethel Bassey Ibo and Co. Tax Practitioners. We've got to take a short break. We'll be back in a bit. Don't go away.
You are listening to Tax and You with UK Olga on your radio.
This our crossing state, a beautiful land, oh. But this our state, if it's better, more and more, more and more. That's one day our hands, yo. That's one day your hands, yeah. Brother, day, sister, day. Everybody hands, make we pay our tax. Make we know we last, make we pay our tax. Make we take cross river to the mass. Better road, safety hospital, plus drinking water. Everything go day. Security, prosperity, plus electricity, better life, no be by lucky. Make we pay our tax, make we no relax, make we pay our tax, make we take cross river.
Let's all pay our taxes to develop our beautiful state. When we pay our taxes, things work better. Cross River Internal Revenue Service. It all starts with your tax. This message is brought to you by Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Tax and You with UK Olga. Everything you need to know about your taxes.
Welcome back to the Tax and You radio show on your number one radio station. We are having a conversation on the obligations of individuals under the Personal Income Tax Act, PITA. Our guest is the managing partner, Bethel Bassey Ibo and Co. Tax Practitioners, Dr. Bassey Ibo, ACTI. Thank you for staying with us, Dr. Bassey Ibo.
Thank you very much.
It's been an interesting learning experience for so many of our listeners, I like to believe. And we're still here. We're not done with the conversation. Thank you for also exposing the different parts of this PITA, that's Personal Income Tax Act, that may not have been so obvious to the tax-paying public. This is why it's important to know these things. Dr. Ibo,
let me add the last part of the exemptions.
Okay.
You know, income, for the layman to understand, income, we have the main income and the benefits in kind. Now, benefits in kind are the things that maybe thinking that they will think that my salary is too much. So let them, the accommodation, they give you a duplex accommodation, which is not reflected in your pay slip. They give you a car, the personal car for that office, which is not reflected in the payslip. Those benefits, you know, are benefits in kind. Sometimes they give you relocation expenses. They give you accommodation money, so that because you are now moving from Port Harcourt to Calabar, so they give you, that's still income, I guess. I know you believe that. So those are benefits in kind. And the law says that there will be exemption if that benefit in kind relates to reasonable removal expenses, which means that if you are moving as a result of change of employment or change of employment station, you are moving and then the removal costs are all paid to you to be able to enable you move to this thing, and certain subsistence allowances are also paid for that relocation. It says that the assessing authority, that the relevant authority, will determine that whether this is reasonable. Because the law says reasonable, and it is the authority that defines what is reasonable. You cannot be taking 5 million or 2 million on relocation expenses and considering that that is reasonable. But it is the authorities that will look at the assessment and so. It also exempts provision of uniforms, protective equipment, and things like that. For instance, if those are provided as part of your employment entitlement, you know, the normal thing would have been to say, look, this is this benefit in kind, providing clothing for you and all of that amounts to this amount, so assess you for tax for them. Or if an employer provides food for staff in the staff canteen, the law says that such provisions, even though they amount to money, you know, if you as a staff, you go to the employer says you can go in the morning, take tea, then in the afternoon go there, take lunch, you know, and you just sign, all you need to do is a book they just sign that you have come to eat for today. And the employer is the one that pays, you know, that is a benefit. So that is called benefit in kind. The law says that such benefits should not be added and taxed. They should be exempted, pulled out of this thing. And then, of course, if you have an agricultural establishment and you are paying interest to the bank, that interest is a deductible expense. In other words, you take it, you can subtract it from what tax you are supposed to pay. It's a benefit to encourage undertaking.
Exactly. I'm about to ask you, just the agricultural sector.
Yes. So you when you're involved in it, maybe you take a loan from the bank and then you're paying interest on it. That interest that you pay to help you, encourage you to do more of agri, that interest you pay, when the revenue does the assessment, they will now deduct that interest. And then you pay the net. Which means that if your interest is more than the assessed tax, you may go free. You know, but if the tax is more than the interest, then they deduct that interest. The balance is what you pay as the tax for that.
And again, this is just for the agricultural sector.
Yeah.
Very interesting, Dr. Ebo. Thank you so much for exposing or expounding on these issues. I'd like to come now to the issue of consequences. Where there is the law, there must be reasonably following some sanctions and consequences for breaking these laws. Now let's look at Peter. Are there sanctions for citizens, individuals who fail to declare their income and pay taxes as described or as declared by Peter?
Yes, I mentioned a few of them the last time. First and foremost, the law expects you to render correct statements or return to the relevant authority. And Section 95 says that if you fail to do so and render incorrect returns or statement, you are liable to pay 20,000 naira. And then, if you willfully obstruct the revenue authorities, maybe they come to this premises and they want to do an assessment or enforcement, and you block them, you obstruct them, you fight with them or whatever. Anything that equates to blocking them from doing the work they are supposed to do, you know. Section 105 also says that you are guilty of an offense and you will be charged for obstruction. And false statements and returns false statements and returns.
Okay.
Again, in Section 96 of that Act also provides that, you know, you pay 50,000 naira if you're an individual or 500,000 naira as a corporate organization or 6 months in prison. So the last thing is that if you fail to furnish the annual return, which we say it must be done before 31st of January, if you fail to furnish that, you are going to pay. The law says you will pay 5,000 naira for failure, and then 100 naira for every day the failure continues. So you pay the bulk penalty. Then every day you pay. If you didn't do that for the past 1 year, then for the 365 days, you know, you pay.
Multiply by 100 naira.
You know, so you pay that 36,500 as a penalty for failure to furnish that return.
You still furnish the returns.
You can't run away from it, because the more when you run away, the days continue to run. So they will be, that 100 and I will be running.
Mm.
So until you now stop it, pay, and it is now cancelled out. So it's very important that people know this. And the last one is that you have collected, custodied, and you refuse to remit. You know, yes. Section 82 says that if you do that, you will pay 10% of the unremitted amount, and then the interest will be charged on the amount at the commercial bank rate.
There's quite a lot of deterrence here. There's the stick is very big, and I want to ask you about the carrots. What is the incentive? Why should individuals, why should citizens pay their personal taxes as enshrined in PITA?
Okay, first of all, peace of mind. First incentive, peace of mind. You sleep well. Mm. You are not, when people knock on their door, you are not afraid that there are revenue people. Secondly, you know, is the fact that you have the license to demand performance from government.
Mm.
You know, you cannot speak to authority about provision of this, clearing of refuse, this one, when you haven't paid your tax, because services are provided from the taxes that are paid. So it gives you that audacity. You can flaunt your tax certificate as the authority for you to demand that this government service should be provided.
What else can one do with that tax certificate? Because it seems like to some category of persons, it might be important, an important document.
No. For every person, it's important, because there are so many services you want to assess that they will ask you for 3 years tax certificate. You know, you want to acquire certain things. They ask you so many things. So for you to be a good citizen, right, and qualified to apply to any service, you need that clearance.
Mm. And of course, for those who are in paid employment, your employer ordinarily should assess,
collect,
deduct, remit your taxes, and you can get your tax certificate.
And get your receipt first.
Your receipts.
Yes.
Then you now, as an employee, can ask for your tax certificate through that same channel.
Yes.
Right. And of course, everyone, as you've said, I just want to recap, because we are at the end of this conversation, everyone has their unique
tax identification number. Every employee.
Mm.
The organization has its own tax identification number.
Okay.
Every employee also has his or her tax identification number. So that if you are remitting the tax for employee A, it has to be under her or his tax identification number. And then if the company is paying tax on the profit, which is not the subject of today, you know, they use their company
tax identification number. And if it's a sole proprietorship, a one-man business,
it will be its own tax identification number. Because the income he earns in the welding business or the
recharge
supermarket or recharge card selling is not separated from him. It is believed to be his personal earnings.
Dr. Basi Ibo, ACTI, Managing Partner, Bethel Basi Ibo and Co. Tax Practitioners. It's really been an interesting conversation with you on the obligations of individuals under PITA, Personal Income Tax Act. Before we let you go today, is there any last word of advice for this show, for this time, that you'd like to give to our listeners? Any piece of advice, please?
Thank you. It pays to pay your tax correctly and on time.
It pays to pay your tax. Thank you very much.
And every individual, every citizen should endeavor to participate in Internal Revenue Service Enlightenment campaigns. Whenever they call for a stakeholders meeting or a forum where they want to explain, if you can, as much as possible, try to be present so that you can get certain clarifications and ensure that this positions you to be a good citizen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Basi Ibo, ACTI. Thank you. This is still the Tax and You Radio Show on your number one radio station. Don't go away. Coming up next is Dear Taxpayer.
Dear Taxpayer on the Tax and You Radio Show with UK Oga.
I remember when my area been dey like World War One. The other day, I dey chill for my house when I come hear some strange noise for the other compound. As the noise come dey increase, na here I press ear for window. I come dey hear say na armed robber dey my neighbor house. Ewo! I sharp carry my phone call Ekelebe, and in no reach 10 minutes, them surround the entire area, catch all the armed robber them. Area come calm and dey cool. Since that time, till now, I dey sleep with my two eyes closed. Just because say I pay my tax, and my tax dey work for me. Government, una well done, I no go ever stop to dey pay my tax.
You are listening to Tax and You with UK Olga on your radio.
Dear Taxpayer, UK Oga is about to sign off the Tax and You Radio Show, which has been brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. Always remember, it all begins with your tax. Bye-bye.
Tax and You is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service,